This is Secretary of State La Follette calling to order the Board of Commission of Public Lands meeting on October 18th, 2022. It's shortly after 2 o'clock. The Attorney General is joining me. The State Treasurer cannot be here today, so we'll have to proceed along without that. The minutes of the last meeting from October 4th, I looked at those and they seem to be, as I remember, lots of discussion about our loading procedures. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I so move.
Okay, I'll second that. Any additions or corrections?
None for me.
Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Okay, now we have four loans today, total of a little more than $4 million. The first one is a big loan for preparing for a development, and the last one is a somewhat unique one for a library system. Do we need any clarification about this from our staff?
Doug, this is Rich. I don't think so. You know, like you mentioned, the loan number one is for infrastructure and a new residential development, which I think is a sounds like a good project for the city of Horicon. And loan number four is to the South Central Library System. As you might remember, that about 6-7 months ago, the board approved a $5.5 million loan to the South Central Library System to construct and or remodel a new headquarters delivery facility. And the bids came in a little bit higher than they were expecting. And so this is supplemental financing for that facility.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve these four loans?
I so move.
I second that, Doug. Any more questions about them? I did have one question,
and I just want to make sure I understand. My understanding is that the rates have changed, but I assume that these are based on when the applications were made, but I just wanted to check to make sure I understood that.
That's correct. You know, what we do is we lock the rate at the time that a loan application request is received. And that rate lock is good for 60 days. And so if they get the loan application in within 60 days, that rate lock stays maintained. And we have changed rates in the meantime.
Got it. But that's how we handle these, just as a standard manner.
Correct.
Makes sense. That was the only question.
All right. Okay, very good. Thank you, Rich. No other questions. All in favor of approving these loans as discussed, say aye.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Doug. Loans have been approved. Okay, now let's see here. We don't have any old business or new business. We have possibly a report from our investment officer. Do you have anything to clarify for us?
I don't today, Doug, but thank you. I will save my words for a later meeting.
All right, Tom, do you wish to hold forth?
Just a very small report. We're moving forward toward closing the Lac de Flambeau transaction, and out of the blue, we received a call from the Lakota Ray tribe, and they let us know that they wanted to move forward with getting an appraisal for BCPL lands that lie within the boundaries of their reservation. And in light of the appraiser that they're thinking of using, it looks like they're serious. So it's a good sign, and we look forward to developing better relations with them and hopefully getting to the finish line with that transaction as well. And that's my report for today.
In the case of this group of Native Americans, are there lots of properties in contention like the one we just went through?
There are some that are disputed. And like I said, I'm hopeful that this is a good sign that they're interested in trying to reach a productive solution here. So
great.
There's not as many parcels as there were in the Lac de Flambeau reservation. So and they have not yet indicated which parcels they're looking at, but we're trying to set up a time to talk within the next next week. So looking forward
good.
To this.
Well, we have a good model of the one we just did, and I'm sure they're aware of that, or we can explain that to them. I'm acting board chair. I have no giant report to make. So any future agenda items, Josh?
None for me.
And in that case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Okay, I so second. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, we are adjourned. Josh, good to hear your voice. Good luck out there.
Have a good week, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.